It is 10 o'clock here at 97.5 The Fanatic. I am Dee Lineham, and I am taking you up till midnight on this Tuesday evening. So we are now 2 days away from the NBA draft. And if you are tuning in for the first time this evening, how about it? Another postponed due to rain for the Phillies and the Nationals. So no baseball tonight, no baseball last night. Hopefully they'll be able to play the doubleheader or at least one of the two tomorrow. And then they'll wrap up the series on Thursday, though all those days have a possibility of rain in their forecast. But we can talk about old history with them right now because they're trying to get that 15-1 loss in their rearview mirror and just move forward. So I was talking about tempering the feelings about how they're playing right now and you know, kind of see that they can come out of this hopefully sooner than later. And then with the NBA draft on Thursday night, and we will have it covered for you here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens, Joe Torti, and myself will be over at the Sixers training facility. They do have the 24th pick in the first round. They have 33, 34, 42, 54 in the second round. And I just want to add one thing before I go to Philip. Joe was kind of like leaning towards maybe Taco Fall in that second round. And I kind of say to you, I loved Boban Marjanovic when he was with us. Bobby and Toby were a great show. But I would say defensively, yes, can they protect the rim? But the way people put you in pick and roll, and I think that that would be a fear of mine. Though Taka is probably, he's going to be there at 30, what did I say, 33 and 34? Yeah. He'll probably be there then. And somebody will take him, I think. And it's an interesting, but in this Sixers situation, I need a reliable backup center that I can count on. And I think part of what factors in for me with the backup center situation is that, like, I don't feel like they had the right guy. They had a lot of guys on the roster this at the end of the year who, whether it was Boban, Amir Johnson, Greg Monroe, Jonah Bolden, I mean, I need somebody that they think can be that reliable guy, you know, anywhere from 12 to 18 minutes on a given night backing up Embiid, and then being able to be reliable in the postseason. That's what Elton Brand said in the paper today, you know, when he needs a breather. And I think you got to look to an older guy. I got a couple names I want to share as we go through these next couple of hours. Let's go to Philip in Germantown. Philip, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hello, D. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
Another day in paradise. I must say, D, I've been listening sporadically throughout the day, and this Sixers stuff is very important to me. I mean, this is the only team, the only sport that I'm interested in, period. And the things that I've been hearing is very disheartening. I'm hearing people, they're people are just saying popular names. They've done no research. Like, as far as free agency, they're just saying popular names. They're, as far as draft picks, they're just saying who they've heard people say. There's twice that there's, this draft is not deep. I mean, a lot of drafts are not deep, but there's players throughout this draft. If you know what you're looking at and know what you're looking for, you know what I mean? And as far as free agency go, people are just saying some people that they've heard before. Like, you got to think of, to me, you have to think of, okay, how will this player be defense? What can this person do for me, you know, for on offense and whatever like that? You know, don't just say names because you like this little short guy, you know, and he can shoot. You know, like, what are people thinking about?
Well, I don't know. I don't know specifically what you're who you're referring to or what names, but I mean, I'm pretty clear on what I think they want or what I think would work for them. And I've shared that.
Well, the short guy I'm talking about is Carson Edwards, but I'm thinking this guy would get Carson in the playoffs. He wouldn't even see playoffs, not just because they like a guy and they want him on your team and stuff like that. How can this person help you win? You know, and people are just saying Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is not coming here.
No.
You know, I'm hearing people say Kevin Durant. I'm hearing people say, you know, other names is like, well, stop it.
Yeah.
Think realistically. Well,
realistically, first of all, you're getting Jimmy Butler and or Tobias Harris in your in your ideal world. Because just like you said, Kevin Durant is not coming here. Klay Thomas is Thompson is not coming here. Kawhi Leonard is not coming here.
Beverly's not coming here. He's not coming here.
No, because financially, he will have a better opportunity somewhere else.
Right. But here's something else, D. I remember talking to you recently about J.J. Redick. I wouldn't want J.J. Redick back. But here's another thing. People are interested. And I see the Sixers also interviewing people who are exclusively shooters. You know, I'm not interested in somebody who just exclusively shoots. I want to get far as the draft go. I would prefer they get somebody that can do other things like defense and rebound, and they can hit an open shot. That's all you need them to do, to hit an open shot, because you're not building an offense around this guy. The offense is built around a D primarily. So that's all you need this person is to hit.
I agree with you, Philip, but I don't need them to bring in a guy who's the most athletic but cannot hit an NBA three. They need spacers on this team, and especially if you don't have J.J. Redick back. I agree with you. Ideally, I have a two-way guy who would look like a Danny Green or a Malcolm Brogdon, but you're not getting either of those guys. Probably, well, Brogdon's restricted, and Danny Green will have many options. So,
but that person also, while they're on the floor, they're going to have to play some semblance of a defense. They don't have to be Leonard.
No,
they have to rebound while they're out there. Also,
I got it. But J.J. Redick's had a pretty nice career making shots, and he, while he's not the best defender, I mean,
his turnovers is horrible. Him. And this what happens, him and B and Ben Simmons, they're all careless with the ball. Turnovers is the worst thing in sports for me.
Well, that's a different discussion than what we were having. I mean, I say these guys have been in the lower part for now 6 years of turning the ball over, and that really hasn't improved much. So that style of play, and it's not being penalized by, you know, like if you turn it over this much, I'm going to have to take you out. So.
Well, I just need some more solidified people on the team. I'm not worried about specialists. I'm not unless they're a defensive specialist, but they can contribute in offense. I'm looking for more all around players that can contribute. You know, because if you're not making your jumper, you're on a bench somewhere. I need some people to contribute. We're not in the star getting phase anymore. We're in a bench solidifying phase now.
I appreciate the phone call, Philip. I would disagree with you that you didn't have guys who contributed. I have to disagree. I mean, I think Tobias contributed, Jimmy Butler contributed, Embiid, Simmons. You don't like Redick. That's fine. He's been a very good contributor for 2 years. And, you know, when you want to say about having guys who all around guys, I get a little nervous when, the high level all around guys. But if you are now filling a role, I need that person to have at least one specific skill that is an NBA talent skill. And then other things come with that. I get it. I'm not getting a guy who, you know, can't dribble and can only shoot and you can only stand him there. I'm not talking about that. But shooting would be his thing. They need shooters on this team. I think if you look, you see that. Let's go to Mike in Exton. Mike, thanks for calling 97.5.
D, what's up? I haven't talked to you. The last time I talked to you was in the Toronto series.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah. I really like you. I find you very objective.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't want to belabor the point. I know it's been beaten to death like a horse. But I watched a YouTube video of Ben Simmons' three-point shots. Now, they had him down over his NBA career, taking 15.
Hmm.
And let me tell you, it was bad. Most of them were like at the end of the quarter shots beyond half court, but the rest of them, they were not good.
Wow, that number is even high to me. Let's see. No, you're right. He has 17 attempted three-point shots.
You should look at it. They just said it to me on YouTube because I follow basketball.
Yeah.
I just said it very. I mean, and I don't want to belabor the point because God knows we all talk it to death, but he really has to learn how to shoot.
I would wonder how many, since you've watched it, how many were half court shots or end of the quarter, maybe not necessarily half court, but trying to beat the clock.
Yes. Well, you should look it up. It's very interesting.
I'll check it out.
And my last point I want to make, I'd like to give kudos to Kyle Lowry. I think I know he's 33. He's a great player.
He is.
I remember they showed one statistic. I think it was during the Sixers series where he took the most charges in the NBA.
Yep. Well, definitely in the playoffs, he was up. He was definitely leading at one point. Now, whether he finished that, I don't know. But yes, that is one of his toughness parts.
Yeah, and people were berating him, and I mean, not berating him, but you know how Philly fans can be in Philly culture. Well, some of them.
Well,
previously
he had had some rough games in the postseason. That's kind of where that came from. But the fact of the matter, and also that it took him time to get to be the all-star that he is now. I think that's what people who work at their craft, you can get better, and he certainly has over the course of his NBA career.
Yeah, and he made a really good point in the press conference when they said, "Do you feel the pressure?" And he brought up his mother.
Oh, I know. That was a great quote.
It was awesome. He's a Villanova guy. I mean, he's just fantastic. But, Dee, I really like listening to you, and I'm a hawk, and God, I hope you have a good year.
Thank you so much.
How's your dad doing?
I just played, we didn't play together, but we were at a charity event together today, so he's doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
He did a wedding videotape for me in the 90s.
My dad?
Your dad.
Where he was said something on it?
Say congratulations, Joe and Kathy.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah, I got Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn and
that's so awesome.
Fun. And I've met your dad a couple times. I was at a wedding with him, so he's a great guy, as you know.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great rest of your evening. I'm glad he brought up Manute Bol because I did say it to Joe Torti, but Bol, and I had seen him play in the beginning of the year before he got hurt. He was intriguing. And does anybody out there agree with me? Like, if you have a little connection, so you could maybe have a little more information that you trust, right? So information you could trust. I mean, everybody's going to talk to everybody about these guys and what makes, you know, a guy tick or what could separate him from another. And a lot of times those traits, I mean, the physical traits are absolutely important, but I think the mental traits or having been around professionals, that's one of the things Jeremy Grant always used to say. Just growing up in an environment where he saw his dad and his uncle being a professional and knowing what it took to do that. You know, I think those factor in, especially the further down that you have to select guys in the draft, I think in the NBA draft. And this year is that for the Sixers. And they've had these multiple second round picks in the past. And that was when a lot of times they would stash guys. But the reason this is different is, one, if they have their heart set on somebody at 24 and they don't think they're going to be able to get them because somebody's going to steal them slightly ahead of them, then maybe they can use that 33 or 34 to get to the place that they need, whether it's 22 or 20, if they think they have to go there to get their guy. So that's one thing that's good about those. The other thing is if you hopefully have done your homework and somebody, if you don't have to use the 33 or if you have to use the 33, then get the guy at 34. But I think you need to come out of this draft, if you are the Philadelphia 76ers, with two guys that you're hoping can be part of your rotation next year. And I know that sounds like a lot because that doesn't seem like that's the norm, but you got to draft differently than how they've used these later picks in recent years, because they were always drafting on potential athleticism, a guy that we can grow. How often do we hear that? A guy that we can develop, a guy that we can grow. Well, you need it to be a half grown already. And I think you need that from two of those picks in this Thursday's draft. I think you need two of them to be, and part of that is maturity, which obviously I've said a number of times why I like the guy Cam Johnson so much. And I was thrilled to pick up the paper today and see that they had worked him out. It was a solo workout it was a private solo workout, is the best way I can say it. So none of the media got to interview the kid. But I did love that Keith Pompey found out from whoever told him about the workout, one of his sources, that the kid, Cam Johnson, who's 23 years old, by the way, and has 5 years of college experience because he finished his undergrad at Pitt in 3 years, and that allowed him to transfer and not have to sit out because now he's going to grad school. And I like that rule. Anyhow, he did that at North Carolina. But he's been studying film of the Sixers to see how he could best fit in their system and how, like, what his part of his game would be most beneficial to the Sixers. I mean, obviously his shooting. He is, I thought it, some of it lists him, but in today's article it said he was 6'8.5". And he shot better than 45% from three this year overall. And in ACC road games, he averaged 21 points, which was higher than his average for the year was 17. But 21 points in ACC road games and better than 57% from three in those ACC road games. I mean, that's impressive. That's, you know, you're in a hostile environment and your number goes up. And that doesn't usually happen. So I hope that someone of that ilk is what they get. And then, you know, some of the names with the big guys, I have the list. I'll share you some of them. You guys may. I knew I had a list. So I have a list of big guys you could draft early in that second round. Most of them I'm learning about for the first time. I didn't have them as much on my radar as I did free agents. But like, for instance, the kid from Maryland, I believe, Fernando, he has a 7'3 wingspan and 240 pounds and 5.4% of body fat. Now, why I like that, Bruno Fernando. Now, that's just a name I think this city would like. And he's 6'10 out of Maryland and a sophomore. This one list that I found of big guys, I believe everyone on it was coming out of their sophomore year, which is a little young for me. But actually, in Fernando, being the size that he is, that helps. And he was able, this is again, I didn't see a ton of Maryland basketball, but he was able to dominate defensively in college. Now, that helps, you know. A guy like that would be good. But free agent-wise, I don't think I shared this one. I shared Dedmon, and that's a good one. Ed Davis, possibility. He was with Brooklyn, so you got to see him. And then I think he got hurt the one game. He played for $4.4 million this year. And he might require six, and we're thinking more in terms of how much of a chunk of the mid-level exception. Like the closer you could do to maybe having a backup point being one part of that, and a big, free agent veteran big would be the other part of that. I don't think DeMarcus Cousins is the right guy. I think he can get more minutes somewhere else, and I think he will get a bigger contract. The one I liked JaVale McGee. I said that to a caller earlier, and I didn't realize that he's only 31. And he probably had his best numbers with the Lakers this year, What did he do? He averaged 7.5 rebounds. What was his points? You don't need his points, but 12 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 2 blocks per game for the Lakers. And he started 62 games and averaged 22 minutes, and his price tag was 2.4. Now, with those numbers, he might get more, but JaVale's only 31. The other guy I like in terms of an energy guy, and don't think about him from his past. Think about him this year, and that's Joakim Noah. He's 34. He's always been an energy guy. He had, where was he this year? New Orleans? No. D. He was no longer with the Knicks. I'll find it. But I would just say he played for 1.7 this past year after being a high, high guy. With the Knicks, he got that crazy contract. That seems like the Knicks always give crazy contracts out that don't work out well for them.
Little other off-season news here coming in. Flyers off-season news.
Oh, Braun?
The Philadelphia Flyers and pending unrestricted free agent forward Kevin Hayes are closing in a multi-year contract, according to TSN's Bob McKenzie. That's like the Schefter Woj of hockey. So we'll see.
Wow, they're being very active.
That's the hate. They made that trade. I think they traded a 4th-round pick to get his rights to negotiate, and looks like they're going to get it done.
Wow, nice. So that was in addition to the Braun one earlier today?
They traded a, I believe this was like a week or so ago, they traded for Hayes. Yeah. But yeah, this is in addition to what they did today. Right. So it looks like they're going to lock this guy up. So Kevin Hayes.
Nice. So they're definitely, I saw where Jordan Hall of NBC Sports Philadelphia, he had listed everything that the Flyers have done this offseason and seemed to like it and think that things were improving.
It could be a deal up to 6 or 7 years. So it's a big deal.
How old's the guy?
He's 27.
27.
Mm. So $7 million a year. It's Bob McKenzie.
Bob McKenzie. All right, so a lot of moving and shaking happening in this fine city between, well, we hope with the Flyers doing their thing, and we hope there'll be movement with the Sixers, though it's like similar movement, meaning it's Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris is what a lot of people hope. But I just want to go back. I was wrong. I think I said the Pelicans for Noah, and it was the Grizzlies.
He just tweeted again, 7 years, $50 million for Kevin Hayes. So,
and that's
Chuck Fletcher making some big statements.
Flexing his muscles.
It's close to being done, but like this would be a Woj tweet.
Got it.
It's close.
Huh. 27 years old. Let's pull up some numbers on that guy. Oh. If I ever, you know what I hate when the, you're on your computer and you go to a website, right? One that I go to all the time. And then all of a sudden this ad keeps popping up that I won something. And you got to like close everything down. There's nothing worse. Can somebody out there tell me that there's anything worse? 610-632-0975. We can get into the Flyers. And does this movement of and bringing in these different guys, how do you feel about it? And also, in anticipation of Thursday's draft, I say I need 2 mature guys out of those 5 picks. And when I say mature, they got to be older, like in their 20s. And they have to have already developed something that's usable out of the gate. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the 2nd largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings,
ooh,
like federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and save millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
We work in high-pressure environments. One wrong move could cause serious injuries. Operating heavy machinery, lifting equipment. On the job site, we've got to be tough. And we need our gear tough, too. That's why we wear Hawk's boots from Boot Barn. Every pair is EH-rated, puncture-resisting, and built for our protection. Our work has risks. That's what fuels us. Boot Barn work. What's stopping you?
Get rewarded for saving money with Walmart Family Mobile. Pick up any unlimited plan and a phone price at $49 or more, and you'll get a $50 Walmart e-gift card. That's right, $50. Plus a whole lot of savings with Walmart's lowest price unlimited plans, powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network. Stop by and save only at Walmart. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. See terms and conditions at myfamilymobile.com.
I was driving in my car and I smelled a number five with fries. Hadn't stopped for lunch, made me realize it was just my ride.
No.
But with a new Fabrice car, I got it under control. Now they come in light, they're bold, bold. Choose how you roll. Fabrice car, roll with me and breathe happy Fabrice.
The Jeep Celebration Sales Event is happening now at Vidion Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit their spectacular showroom on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square or shop online 24/7 at Vidion.com.
Fanatic Fan Fest is on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, and Philly Photo and Film. And don't miss the Fanatic Bikini Beach being created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Visit them at EliteLandscaping.com.
¶¶
97.5, The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you until midnight. And we were talking a little about Kevin Hayes and Bob McKenzie of TSN, right? TSN saying that they have come to terms, the Flyers have, and it would get land him $7 million a year. So I just wanted to know how many goals. Now, he was traded last year from the Rangers to Winnipeg. So, but total for the year, he had 19 goals and 55 points, and he's 27 years old and a right winger. So we'll see. That's work is getting done for the Orange and Black as well. And coming up, big week and big 2 weeks, really, for Elton Brand. We'll have to be doing a lot of work similar in trying to build out his bench. First things first, he will have to draft people on Thursday or make some movement if he doesn't want to keep all five of those draft picks. And I'm sure there's a lot of busyness happening. I wonder how many times they do their own mock drafts and try to shake it up, like if somebody does something to figure out if somebody's going to do something different, just so they are prepared. So that's the first thing. And then the other will be, you know, how confident he is. I think I'll have a good idea if I get to see him on Thursday, which I anticipate I will, of how confident he is in bringing back Butler and Tobias. And I think I take him at his word. He really does think that the Sixers are close to, and he felt that by watching Toronto and didn't tie it totally to the, you know, the one bouncing shot that Kawhi made in that game seven, but to a bigger picture of what they were able to do. Let's go to Shannon in Georgia. Shannon, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, D, good talking to you. Definitely is. Funny, real quick, the Joe Kim Noah thing you just brought up, I think that's hilarious. I think it's actually great because, you know, that guy would be a god in Philadelphia.
Oh, I know, right?
Right.
And as I said, you know, don't think of him as the guy who was making $18 million a couple of years ago. I mean, he was a 1.7 guy. He's high energy. And at 34, I think, look, we're looking for a backup, a quality backup. We're talking 12 to 18 minutes. I would love it.
You're absolutely right. And I think the other benefits with Joe Kim, besides his father being a great tennis player, is that he really hasn't played much for the last two seasons.
Exactly. You know? So there shouldn't be that much mileage of late.
And not at all. He's smart. And, you know, with Embiid, and I think to be realistically thinking, we got to expect Joel to play about 60 games. And I'd rather have an experienced guy, you know, opposed to some unproven rookie. Just a couple quick thoughts I had on this draft. I mean, I'm pretty sick with this stuff. I'm the guy that travels to Vegas every year and watches summer league, all that. You know, I'm insane. I've been watching and going to summer league for 30 years now. And I tell you, I can't remember a draft when I literally could sit back and say, the fourth player in the draft and the 34th player in the draft, in my opinion, I don't see much of a difference. And I mention that because there's a young guy, by the name of Chuma Okogie that played at Auburn that got hurt. If he was healthy and didn't tear his ACL, Auburn, I guarantee you they would have made the Final Four, if not won the whole championship this year with Bruce Pearl as their coach.
Yep.
And it's amazing because this kid is a top 10 talent, no doubt about it. You know, and I'm thinking about a name like DeAndre Hunter, who, nice young man, but, you know, master of none. You know, this guy is not a top 10 pick in 99% of your drafts, you know. Culver, this kid from Texas Tech. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. And so, I'm just saying that because I believe that even in the second round, if they do their homework and they draft some guys that got a little bit more tenure, some sophomore, juniors, there's some good talent out there in the country.
Sure.
And I don't think you ought to have a top 10 pick to have it. You see Atlanta right now, Atlanta's struggling because they don't want the 8-10.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, they don't want
that. Right. I know. Because they're going to have, because they're going to have to pay those guys at slotted at that, where that is, but they probably aren't going to be the talent of that.
Exactly. And so they'd rather go up and try to get a guy like an R.J. Barrett at 3, who I think's more probably more in lines like a Harrison Barnes type guy, you know, opposed to taking a risk, as you said, overpaying an 8-10 guy who might not be as good as the guy that's picked at 28-30.
Sure.
So it's interesting. I would like to see the Sixers, you know, target a guy like a Kogi, because I think he's going to slip just because people forgot about him, and plus because of his ACL. But ACL is like, you know, jamming your finger nowadays. It seems like guys come back so fast from it. So it's going to be interesting. I just really hope they do their homework, because I think, especially if they re-sign to Tobias and Jimmy, they're going to have to fill out their bench with some, you know, with some of these draft picks.
Yeah, they
otherwise
are.
They're just not going to be afforded.
Absolutely. By the way, I looked up perfect numbers from Noah last year with the Grizzlies. He averaged 16 and a half minutes. Perfect. He 7 points, 6 rebounds. His blocks, all right, well, he was only playing 16 minutes, but he 0.75 blocks. And he shot 71% from the foul line. I mean,
you know, that is fantastic. And, you know, like I say, he might be a hot commodity, because watching the championship series, the role that Serge Ibaka played,
yep,
when he came off,
absolutely,
the bench, he changed that every game. He was dominating that series. And so Joakim, I can never say his name.
Yeah, you can call him Noah.
No,
just call him Noah.
Exactly, the kid from Florida.
Yeah,
if he can play a role like Serge did, man, that would be a home run for Philadelphia. So I'm 100% behind that idea.
I like that. Hey, you looked at how I'm drawing a blank on last year. There was a guy who slipped in the draft because he too was hurt, and he wasn't going to be able to play this year, and he kept dropping. Do you remember that?
What team was that one?
I'll go find it in the break. But I felt like when you were talking about the Auburn kid, that this kid could be the same of hoping his name is picked. And somebody eventually takes a shot at you, but he didn't play the entire year.
Oh, God, that's killing me. Oh, my God.
Well, the Sixers were famous for that for many years, but they're not in a position to be able to do that this year.
No, I hope they don't do that to us this year. I mean, you mentioned Bol Bol. It's a shame, because I think the guy's got some talent, and I feel bad for him, because I just, his frame, you know, he's never going to be strong enough to hold his position in the post. And then he's just way too long and tall, to be able to guard a guy out of the perimeter, you know?
So
it's just, you know, maybe if you play zone, you got to play zone with him or something like that, you know?
Which could happen, Shannon. All right. Thanks for making the call, Shannon. Always appreciate it. Thanks for calling 97.5. I want to say maybe, God, I got to think of that guy. But I feel like sometimes those guys were hurt when they're not, like, you know, a little different when it's Joel Embiid and you knew he was going to be a top three guy. I mean, not everybody was going to pass on that. Nerlens Noel, same thing. Now he slipped to 6. But when you're lottery material, I think people still, somebody up there is going to take you. It's just like when you're not lottery, that it's a shame. You do slip. You do. Injury happens, and sometimes people just can't afford to wait, number one, and two. But he's right. ACLs, like, it seems everybody, if they tear an ACL, it does seem like the recovery is so much quicker now than it was in the past. I'm telling you, Noah, those are perfect kind of numbers to back up a Joel Embiid. And I'm just going to say, I mean, one thing I also like about Noah is, like, he's long and lean. And 34 years old, I mentioned. 6'11", 230. Yeah, I'm good. I like that. I like his feistiness. All right. Well, I'm going to find that name, and I'm going to look at some other draft possibilities for the Philadelphia 76ers. And I'm curious, are you interested in listening and seeing how it goes down, not just for the Sixers on Thursday, but for others? And especially with the news of the Celtics, Al Horford wanting to not go back to Boston, but get a 4-year deal with another team. That came out tonight as well. I think I saw the one article where the Knicks don't want to talk to Atlanta about swapping 3 for 8-10. And that's, I guess, if you like that number 3 pick, I just look at the Knicks and think they need all the help they can get. But obviously they like 3 better. So we'll see what that, how all of this kind of affects the Eastern Conference. A little can change on Thursday. A lot will change when June 30th rolls around. 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Fanatics. It's Natalie for My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Jeep Celebration event, save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Jeeps. Choose from over 800 new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Compass Renegades, and the all-new Gladiator everyone is talking about. Trust me, guys, if you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out with that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Jeeps. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest-growing Jeep dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Compass Limited, four-cylinder auto, MSRP, $31,585. Selling price of $23,689 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax tags, extra, offer not valid with trade-in, and 6/30/19.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse, but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation's Summer Savings Event. Do you need new windows? Try buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy four, get four free. There is no limit. I know you like free, and how about 0-0-0? What does that mean? Yep, zero down payment, make zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Any style, vinyl, wood, and fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates we live in. All buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week to accommodate your busy schedule and provide you with exact pricing. Not an estimate, a price with a 30-day price protection guarantee. And all Window Nation windows come with a true lifetime warranty. Plus, with over 10,000 positive online reviews, you can't get more reliable than that. But you gotta act fast. This amazing deal won't be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free, no limit, plus 0-0-0. Make zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Save thousands. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION for free windows, and tell them Jason sent you.
Philadelphians know great hoagies, and we know they don't come from a convenience store. Real Philly hoagies come from real Philly delis who make hoagies fresh with Dietz and Watson meats and cheeses, and they always know your name. They're Philly's best kept secrets, but now the secret's out with Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. See where to find amazing delis and your chance to win big prizes every time you visit. The more you visit, the bigger you win. Birds tickets, anyone? Head to realphillydeli.com to get started. That's realphillydeli.com. Are you hungry or what?
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off? What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Why strike out with a boring soda when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Available at your neighborhood store. Everfresh, nature's refreshment.
Have you won Fanatic Fan Fest tickets yet? Join the Fanatic this Friday evening from 5 to 7 at Jeff D'Ambrosio Alfa Romeo Fiat of the Mainline for a Fan Fest ticket raid. The Fanatic ground crew will have tickets in hand for you just for stopping by. That's Jeff D'Ambrosio Alfa Romeo Fiat on Lancaster Avenue in Malvern or online at Alfa Romeo USA of Downingtown.com. Miss Forzetta and Trey, Anthony and Jason, or Mike, Tyrone and Natalie? Listen to the podcast on the Fanatic app. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Julian, you were correct. Michael Porter Jr. was exactly who I was trying to think of last year, who people thought he would be up there in the lottery, end up going 14 to the Denver Nuggets. He had had those back problems, but I did discover he's going to be playing in the 2019 Summer League. And now I think it was Woj, yeah, because it was on the morning, that ESPN morning show, Get Up, whatever that's called. I'm not sure what that show is called, but anyhow, he was on there saying people in Denver think this kid is going to be really, really good. And keep in mind, the Nuggets were a number two seed already. And that the way they described him, he could play as if he had been a lottery pick. Now, he's only two out of the lottery at 14, but I think they're talking even higher. But the back had scared people off a year ago. So when you get things like that where a guy slips, and quite frankly, in this city, it did happen, because a healthy Joel Embiid would have been the number one overall pick, I do believe. And now, did everybody know he would become the guy that he is and the star that he can be? I don't know, but I have no doubt that if he was not injured, he would have been the number one overall pick. And I think he would have gone around to see people. And he wasn't able to do any of that. All right, let's go to Brian in Plymouth Meeting. Brian, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, D, how's it going?
It goes well. How are you?
Good. On my way to the shore.
Oh, nice.
Printed out a little light beach reading. I've got the NBA's collective bargaining agreement in a backpack.
Oh, my gosh. I keep that handy because there are things I have to go to. And I like the online version because it does allow me to go right to the chapter I need.
Oh, well, I've tried to read it, but I'm old, so I need to have something in paper in front of me to really absorb it.
No problem.
And also you were talking about those pop-up ads. What you need to do is, reset your browser. That gets rid of the cookies
All right. I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time on ESPN.com. So, Noah, I love that name. It never even occurred to me. But I think, the ideal backup center is an older guy who's made his money, who doesn't really care about playing time, and it's just kind of like, in case of emergency.
But he's got to be ready, Brian.
Well, yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
And Noah in Memphis, apparently last year after, you know, his whatever happened to him up in New York.
Oof, that was bad. But I can't necessarily blame him in New York, because there's been a lot of things that have happened in New York that haven't worked out for people. So it can't all be those guys.
That's true. But he also, I mean, it was not a very well-kept secret that he was just out enjoying the nightlife in New York quite a bit.
Okay.
And I think that he really came clean about that. Now, I definitely read one article this year about how, you know, just going to Memphis had kind of reinvigorated his love for basketball. So,
well, probably because there's a lot less to do down in Memphis than there would be in New York City. But
yeah, for sure.
I'm kidding.
But I think with Joe, you're always going to need to have a competent backup. I mean, I just think that should be a model that they pursue. Like, you know, with the Warriors had Bogut for a while.
Yep.
An experienced guy who's who actually maybe doesn't even want to play every night because he knows his body can't take it.
Well, it's interesting, the Bogut one, though, because he came from having played overseas and joined them for the postseason.
Yes, for sure. I meant Bogut, you know, before.
Oh, back.
Know,
I thought you meant this year. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like on the 70-win team.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
He was still a contributor on that team, but he had moved into the background.
Absolutely.
And it was just on ESPN that Al Horford has broken off talks with the Celtics and intends to take offers from other teams.
Yeah, I just saw
that. Talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so now Al leaves and Kyrie leaves. That leaves the Boston Celtics in a very different situation.
They're rebuilding Boston Celtics.
Yeah, Danny will have his work cut out for him with those two departures. If in fact, I mean, I think Al's is a no. It's a foregone conclusion because I don't think he's going back to that table.
Well, I think they're asking him to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
And he can see plainly that this is not a contender, so why would he take a pay cut to be on a non-contender?
I hear you.
It's amazing that, after all these years, now we see that Billy King fleeced Danny Ainge in that Celtics trade.
There you go. There you go, Brian. All right, draft-wise? I don't know how you feel. This is my last question for you, but I've said I need some grown-ups in two of those five picks. Because I need two of them to be able to contribute in some way, shape, or form in the fall. And I think the way you are going to be able to do that is if they are a little older, not the 19-year-old project.
I agree 100%. I think we talked about that in the past as well, and Elton said that. You get mature college juniors. I didn't realize Cam Johnson's backstory, but that's pretty impressive. I mean, I know that everyone's saying he's probably the best shooter. But any kind of adult.
I feel like he may not be there at 24, to be honest.
But, that archetype of an experienced college player that can come in and play rotation minutes. That's the way to go.
I agree with you, Brian. All right, enjoy reading the collective bargaining.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. You too, Brian. We all have things that we enjoy kind of just getting more knowledge about. And that collective bargaining is, it's tough. I am grateful that it exists because I do lean on it from time to time. And it is very helpful in that regard. Let's hit Linda in Mayfair. Linda, thanks for calling 97.5.
The day that I don't talk Phillies and talk Sixers, Denise, circle your calendar.
All right, I'll get my pen out right now.
Noah, you know what's hysterical, Denise?
What?
I remember his father and that hair playing tennis. His father was a scream, Denise.
Oh, Noah, yes, absolutely.
I mean, I loved him, and you're going to hang up on me, but I ask stupid questions.
No questions, stupid.
You know who I miss? I miss Saric, Denise.
Yeah, Dario Saric, absolutely.
I remember when they were saying, oh, well, he's playing very well now, and we're not going to bring him over. And I said, bring him over already. And then when he got here, I couldn't get enough of him. And now he's gone. That's a darn sin.
Yes, and I'm not sure that Minnesota's the right place for him, but he's going to have to kind of gut it out until he's a restricted free agent. Or he may even have to wait longer, unrestricted.
And the one thing I wanted to ask you, Denise, do you have a hint of who the Sixers might get for their bench? I mean, anybody that we know, for gosh sake,
well,
you know what I mean.
Yes, no, I know exactly what you mean. I say we will have a better idea of what they need after Thursday when we know what did they select with their picks in the draft. Because I think that if they, for instance, if they go with a shooter at 24, then I think you can be pretty sure they're going to go out and through free agency get a backup center, not do it through the draft. If they somehow decide to do the center in the draft, then they're going to be targeting shooters in free agency.
Well, we need them, Denise. Yes. I mean, we really do, honey. I hate this.
We do.
Where
we
they
do.
Say they're going to be stashing somebody in some euro.
Oh, they're not stashing this year, Linda. I'm pretty sure, unless it's a like one of those deep second round picks. But I think those first three, if they keep all three of those, I think that there will not be stashing with them.
Beautiful. You made my night.
All right, Linda, have a great one. Always appreciate your calling, 97.5. All right, we'll continue the conversation because let's look at some of those possibilities. I'll share on the other side. There is one way in my mind that it has to go in terms of what they do in free agency. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you until midnight here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
Look what Gary Barbera is doing in June. Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's Fanatic Jeep Celebration Event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
$16,990
or $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Boom.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
As low as $16,990
or as little as $149 a month.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
For details and instant auto credit, go to GaryBarbera.com.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
A day the Gary Barbera way.
$16,990
or $149 a month.
Barbera.
And drive
because Barbera cares.
I hate to be the one to break this to you guys, but there comes a time in a man's life, if you're not prepared, you'll hear the most devastating phrase a man can hear in the bedroom from his partner. And that's, oh, don't worry about it. It happens to everyone. When and if that happens to you, two questions should pop into your head. One, how the hell do you know what other men are dealing with? And two, how can I make sure this doesn't happen again? If this is where you are, or you want to avoid this altogether, check out BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers the first chewable performance enhancer for men that can make you last longer and go extra rounds in the bedroom. BlueChew.com chewables have the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And since they're chewable, they can work up to twice as fast as the old school pills. All you have to do is go to BlueChew.com and connect with a BlueChew affiliated physician. And if you qualify, they'll get you prescribed online quickly. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use a promo code 975. You just have to pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code 975. Chew it and do it.
Not attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between the candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Pro
pros do it right to get more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with everyday savings, whether finishing up a property or updating one. Stop in now and get a GE Smart Air Conditioner at our everyday low price of just $349. Its connected functionality enables full control from the convenience of a smart device. Plus, save $20 on select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans, now just $49.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/23 U.S. only.
Once you've shopped for an engagement ring at Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware, where you can pull out as many rings as you'd like from our self-serve ring cases without asking, where you'll save every penny of Philly's 8% sales tax, shopping anywhere else will seem silly. And it is silly. Instead of shopping for your one and only engagement ring like you're desperate, shop like you're in charge at the only store where you are, at Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engagement ring store.
Robbins Rocks!
Yeah!
Robbins Rocks!
The Reading Fighting Phils are the proud AA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies and play in nearby Reading, PA. A trip to Reading's nostalgic ballpark to see the R-Phils play is like a trip back in time. Tickets start at just $5 and parking is free. The R-Phils are home June 18th through the 20th. On Wednesday, June 19th, adults receive a Yuengling 190th Anniversary R-Phils t-shirt, fireworks on June 20th. For tickets, call the R-Phils at 610-730-BALL or online at rphils.com. Philly Stars of Tomorrow play in Reading today.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
We move into the 11 o'clock hour here on 97.5. So the Flyers making some news earlier with Bob McKenzie of TSN saying they have come to terms with Kevin Hayes and it will pay him a little more than $7 million a year, equaling $55 million. So 7 years, correct? Yes, 7 years. So that was news on the Flyers front, and there's kind of mixed reaction on social media about that. Though I will say Jason Martinez of ours said those unrestricted free agents in hockey, they get overpaid. But that's been that way for a long time. Like, you get paid, you know, and honestly, it's not just in hockey. What am I? It just happens when people need you and, you know, so hopefully you get what you want out of it. Take the price tag away from it. It's kind of when we were talking about like a Bryce Harper all last summer, a Manny Machado, and what price you would be willing to pay for those guys.
Yeah, it's like Harrison Barnes or Evan Turner. Yeah. Just get overpaid.
By the way, the Harrison Barnes one, I know Joe brought him up earlier. Like, why would he give up the $25 million in Sacramento? He did not have a good year with Sacramento this year, and while he may not get $25 million a year, because that he got a max deal when he left Golden State with Dallas, and he's now been twice traded, but he will find a good fit and be somewhere in the, but he would rather have a good fit and then be able to make money over a four-year deal. That's what I'm thinking he was doing. But if you looked at his numbers in Sacramento, so drastically down from who the player he'd been, even his numbers in Dallas, I mean, we didn't know about him because, you know, he wasn't with Golden State anymore, but he still averaged 19 points that first year he was in Dallas. So I think he's just looking to get in a better situation. 610-632-0975. Let's check in with Drew in Westchester. Drew, thanks for calling 97.5. How are you this evening?
Hey, D, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
What did they give Kevin Hayes now?
$7 million a year for 7 years. Well, it escalates. Oh, it escalates a little.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous.
It's $55 million. I mean, at least that's what McKenzie is reporting.
Yeah, I mean, I just compare that to, like, with some of these other guys. I mean, I don't even, Crosby makes more than $10 million or so. I mean, but, wow, $7 million a year for that guy? Wow.
And the other thing was, I went on a list, and they had him as the seventh best free agent of this offseason. So I said that comparable in the NBA. I mean, that's like, you know, down the chain a little bit. maybe when you're getting to a Tobias Harris kind of range, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I followed the guy a little bit with New York and all, but I mean, yeah, who knows? Maybe he can turn into a great player. I mean, yeah. Good cool. for the Flyers.
Yep.
But anyway, about the Sixers, no, I think, you know, if we lose either Tobias or Jimmy, I another name, I don't know if you mentioned it earlier, I just started listening, was Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, but he's restricted.
Milwaukee.
I know, they got a lot
he's
of...
restricted?
He is restricted, and they do have a lot of decisions to make in Milwaukee because they're going to have to pay a lot of people. Middleton's
right.
up, Mirotić is up. Lopez is up, Brogdon is up, but he's the restricted one.
Okay, yeah, and, I thought if we could fleece some of these guys from Milwaukee, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, Brogdon, I love him.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know that that Milwaukee can afford, when I say afford, it's not the dollar. I don't think they can afford to lose him, quite frankly.
What about Ilyasova? Where's he at? Is he on
Ilyasova, oh yeah. And
he's
and
Milwaukee too, right?
And he's available.
Right, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be bad bringing him back, I think.
I like him. I always liked him. And I think he got a bad rap for the year saying he wasn't good defensively in that Celtics.
I agree.
I think that was a group effort.
No, absolutely.
Lack of effort.
Right, it was a learning experience for them, too.
Absolutely.
They were rushed into that second round playoffs, and Boston just was a better team, unfortunately.
Man, I got news for you. Boston's going to look a whole lot different without a Kyrie and without a Al Horford.
They are definitely. Boston's going to, they're definitely in for a shakeup.
Rude awakening.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, no, that's a couple of my thoughts were like if we could get a couple of guys or just one of those guys from Milwaukee, make them a little bit lighter, and then you know, build our depth up some, but, you know, I definitely want to keep Butler over Tobias. I mean, no offense to Tobias, but I just love Jimmy Butler's attitude. I think he's just one of those dudes who just brings it every night and just really rallies the troops around him, and I just want that type of guy on my team.
I hear you. I think it's an absolute must. And by the way, it's wrong. Ilyasova signed a two-year deal, so he's not up.
Oh, he's not okay. Well, no,
I don't know. I heard somebody talking about him recently.
Yeah, I was just checking the wire there, looking at who was available, and I saw his name there. So maybe not. All right, D.
All right,
talking to you.
You too, Drew.
Have a good
site. Thanks.
All right, babe.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Thanks for calling 97.5. Yeah, I mean he's not on this list. There, I had multiple things. I would have thought if he did get a multi-year deal that he would have had it would have been a team option. Maybe that's what it is. I'll have to look him up. Let's check in with Doug in Norristown. Doug, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hi, D. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great show as always.
Thank you.
D, I don't know if you remember, I called the other day about the best all-time NBA trios.
Yes, yes.
The one with Barkley and the Olajuwon and Duncan, etc.
Yep.
And I really respect your NBA knowledge.
Wait a minute. Who was the Barkley one?
Barkley, Drexler, and Olajuwon, and you said you covered that Rockets team.
Oh, yeah, I did in the playoffs.
Right, but you said you liked the Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker, that trio.
I did.
So what I have tonight is, you know, now with what may happen to the Celtics and now with the NBA draft, my thing is seven what-ifs in NBA history, how that could have changed not only this particular NBA team, but the NBA as a whole. So my seven in no particular order.
Right.
What if MJ was drafted by Portland, you know, with Billy getting drafted by them?
Right.
What if Durant, Westbrook, and Harden all stayed together?
That one, I think a lot of people would love to have known. And I don't know if you remember this, Doug, but that literally was over like $6 to $8 million difference of what would have kept Harden there. And why they didn't spend it. And so that's how he ended up having to go.
And they still, I think, went to the Western Conference Finals, if I'm not mistaken, the one year. Okay, see, what if the Sixers had taken Brad Daugherty in 86 for that Jeff Rule
injury? Yeah, that would have been a great one.
Sixers, what if they had taken Weber in his prime over Bradley in that draft when Bradley was a second pick, if you remember that, with Penny, I think it was Weber, Bradley and Penny, but then they made a trade with Golden State Orlando.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they flip-flopped Penny and Weber.
And the Celtics, what if Lenny Bison had passed away and Reggie Lewis that year with Bird and McHale? I mean, how good would that Celtics team have been?
Would Reggie Lewis have been in the time of Len Bias?
Yes.
That they would have crossed over? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Reggie was still in the league for a few years, but yeah, I might be wrong, Dee, but I believe he was.
Got yeah. Yeah, I'd have to look at their dates.
And Dee, I know you're really tuning into the league. How close was this to happening? Coach K going to the Lakers? I know there was a lot of talk at the time about him. I think it was Phil Jackson or somebody that he was going to be taking over, and Kobe really wanted Coach K to coach that team.
Yeah, I don't recall that being. I would be telling you something I don't know, Doug.
Okay, because that was like at the time it was all over the radio. And the other one, football one for you too, Dee, if I may.
Sure.
What if Randall? When the Eagles went 10-6 that year, when Randall was incredible and he got hurt for the year, and with that, I don't even know, I think it was Jim McMahon or somebody else, they're basically relying on your defense, and they wound up going 10-6. But what if Randall had stayed healthy that year?
Sure.
That team could have won their first Super Bowl.
Yep, and that's why we play the what-if game, but it doesn't change the realities, right, Doug?
Yeah. So what do you think the Sixers are going to do Thursday night? Do you think they're going to stand pat, and if they do, who do you think they're going to look for?
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Doug. I think that there is not a whole lot of wiggle room for them to move up in this draft. I can tell you that. I mean, one of the things I have said earlier was that they could, if they think their guy that is their number one choice is going to go and only a couple ahead of 24, like he's still on the board through, you know, let's just say 17. And now you're watching and you're seeing, and these guys have done so many mock drafts. But if you think you're a little nervous, for instance, I think OKC, I'd have to see where they're picking. I think they're a couple ahead of the Sixers. At 21? 22. 21. That if you think they're going to take your number one guy, and that number one guy for me right now, this is just me, Cam Johnson, because he's the shooter. I like that. I think you need spacers on this team. I do. And especially if you're bringing back Jimmy and Tobias, because these are guys who, like, they make shots, but they do like to create for themselves. So I need somebody who can, like, come off of a screen and knock down a three, or get to, like, where your ball movement and it ends up to you in the corner and you can knock down that three. So, and I, obviously it's a little bit, I'm saying this with the draft, because I don't know what will happen with J.J. Redick. And you may have to go out and get another shooter of some sort in free agency if J.J. is not coming back. So that would be my one thing. But if you think that guy is going to need to go right before you, the one thing you could do would be package 24 with one of the 33 or 34 second round number, because I think somebody who needs some young draft picks, you know, that's a good way to get pretty comparable talent in being separated only from, you know, 24 to 33. And if they've done their homework, you get it. Basically a 2-for-1. So if they feel they have to move up, I won't be surprised if that is how they do it. And assuming that the other team will drop to 24 and wants that second round pick, that'll be the one thing that I'll watch for. And then to see if they, you know, for future picks, they trade any of those other second round ones, because they can't keep all of them. There's just no way. Now, if they feel like stashing when you get to 42 and 54 is the better option than trading it away and getting a pick from somebody somewhere down the road, I mean, it's like 50-50 to me. I'm not sure that one scenario is better than the other than you start the development of a guy stashed right now as opposed to having an asset, you know, somewhere down the road in the next couple of years. So that's how I see it. I don't see the Sixers doing something that will shock us coming out of left field on draft night. And I hope we're not shocked on July 6th either. I hope by June 30th or July 1st, because then that'll be like, you know, they've had 12 full hours to have discussions with Butler and Harris. I hope that we're hearing that they're going to remain and this ball keeps rolling the way it is. And I'm hoping that this city, if in fact everything gets kept, responds in a positive way, because it is what has been in place to happen. And you need a little cooperation from a Jimmy Butler and a Tobias, but it is in place for that to be the way things turn out. So we'll see. But that's what I think will happen on Thursday night. By the way, let's tell you a little about FanFest. It's coming back on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5. Tickets are free, but you have to have a ticket to get in. Here are some of the highlights. All of our Fanatic hosts will be on site, as will Sal Pal, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumoff. Bikini Beach is back. It's a tropical oasis built in the middle of Xfinity Live parking lot. It's created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Plus, there will be a very special feature added to the beach this year. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, courtesy of Image Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest, both by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. For a great team building experience like no other, you can visit them at oneexitmobileescaperoom.com. There will be a golf simulator from Linfield National Golf 364 with a closest to the pin contest. One lucky winner will be winning a football trip for two to the Eagles away game in Miami with Anthony Gargano. Included in this is flight, hotel, a cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate tickets, all courtesy of phillysportstrips.com. Plus, we are giving away a Wave Runner. That is courtesy of DHY Motorsports. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And a special thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com and DHY Motorsports. Make a summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. And by the way, no Philly score to report because the Phillies postponed due to rain. So I said to myself earlier, after two nights in a row, and tonight they had the same lineup, and Arrieta was going to go back out there. Now, I assume still run Arrieta out there tomorrow? And actually, you're hoping that you get the doubleheader in, but if you're affected by rain yet again, because it is in the forecast, I don't know. Does that alter who you want for your morning, who you want for the evening? Which one? I guess you would look and see when was the better time that you're pretty sure you'll get them in. But I guess you have to operate as if the doubleheader does get in. I don't know. And it's a split doubleheader, by the way. I think it's 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock in that range. And then the second missed game will take place in a doubleheader on September 24th. So Mother Nature not cooperating with the Phillies tonight or last night.
Or are they cooperating?
Yeah, right.
With this
maybe
opener
they are.
Disaster.
That's true.
I feel like, hey, keep pushing them back.
I got to think of, I saw good things. Let's see. Hunter threw a rehab game in Clearwater, I do believe. So he's on the mend. I saw where Robertson is supposedly not far behind. Now, you're probably looking at me and saying, well, like, how far does that mean? And what was the other thing? I saw a third thing about health that looked better. Oh, and one of these nights we're going to get to see Roman Quinn again. He's back. So that's good. He just hasn't gotten to play because it took place on these last two nights. So we'll see. Yeah, it is. You're right. It's like until they play again, it's kind of we can't. I hate going down that road of just how bad the Braves series ended up. And by the way, is the Braves playing tonight? They should be. I can go look. But
they're playing the Mets.
Oh,
they were getting smoked last I seen.
The Braves were?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, that's because the Mets had the big
meeting. Yeah, the Mets won 10-2.
Do you know they had that meeting, pregame meeting
tonight?
Did not
see that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, craziness. Players only. I don't know exactly what was how it started or what the problem was. But, yeah, and I'm not surprised that that is that score because usually when you have something big like that, then, you know, it channels the energy, hopefully, in the positive direction.
Yeah, the ace on the mound, DeGrom and Pete Alonso, the amazing rookie, home run again tonight. So,
all right,
good,
so
the Braves lost.
I was just going to say, so the Phillies didn't lose any ground in terms of the standings in the NL East, but they still trail the Braves by 3. And isn't Max supposed to pitch tomorrow, the guy who broke his nose tonight?
Yeah, Max Scherzer was supposed to go one of the games tomorrow, but
I would assume
that he can't pitch tomorrow. Through a broken nose?
I don't know. I know that in basketball, people play, but usually you let the nose heal first, and then you come back after a certain amount of time, and then you have something... a mask to guard it.
Wouldn't put it past Scherzer, though. Little intense. So if anybody was going to pitch with a broken nose, it would probably be him.
The only thing I would say is if you have to wear some kind of, because I wouldn't leave it exposed. I know you're not expecting to get hit again, but let's just say you did. You got to have something on it to protect it. And how does that impact your vision as a pitcher? You know, that could be a little tough. I don't know. I'll have to scour and see if I can read if there's ever been another pitcher who pitched with a broken nose. And how long would that keep a guy out also?
I'm assuming they'll go Arrieta and either one of Eflin and Pivetta tomorrow if they get both in.
Yeah.
And then that would push whoever doesn't go back to Thursday, and then Nola would be Friday. So they might catch a break here. Without having to use this fifth starter.
Right.
Hopefully they'll be able to skip it.
Well, they still need to fix that situation.
At least they can have a couple days to figure it out.
A couple
that
more
nightmare.
Days. Oh, my goodness. I saw where somebody calls it the fifth day roulette or something. Fifth day roulette. I think that's how I saw it written. Yeah. And it has been not good. So... We shall see. 610-632-0975. You can weigh in on, maybe is this a nice little breather to have two consecutive rain delays or rain postponed due to rain for the Philadelphia Phillies because maybe they needed a mental break just to like regroup, hit the regroup button. So maybe it'll give them a good reprieve. And also just what you're looking for in the Sixers on draft night, which takes place on Thursday. It'll be later in the evening when they make their first pick, but then they'll be picking quick. 1-2, almost like rapid fire for probably the next hour after that. So we'll see what they do. I, for one, need two mature players with the 24 and the 33rd pick. And if I need to move up, I'm packaging 33 and 24 to get to the number, and which is hopefully going to be, you know, a late teen or an early 20 if I have an exact guy that I know I want. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation's Summer Savings Event. Do you need new windows? Try buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy four, get four free. There is no limit. I know you like free, and how about 0-0-0? What does that mean? Yep, zero down payment, make zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Any style, vinyl, wood, and fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates we live in. All buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week to accommodate your busy schedule and provide you with exact pricing, not an estimate, a price with a 30-day price protection guarantee. And all Window Nation windows come with a true lifetime warranty. Plus, with over 10,000 positive online reviews, you can't get more reliable than that. But you got to act fast. This amazing deal won't be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free, no limit, plus 0-0-0. Make zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Save thousands. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION for free windows. And tell them Jason sent you.
This is Trey Thomas with BlueChew.com. Did you know having sex at least once a week can lower a man's risk of heart disease by 30%, diabetes by 40%, and stroke by 50%? It's also been shown that men with an active sex life are more likely to live past 80 years old. So the next time you see an old head, salute that man because he was wearing somebody out. If you're trying to tap into the benefits of a healthy sex life and go extra rounds in the bedroom, go to BlueChew.com to get the first chewable that kicks your performance in the bedroom up a notch. With the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, you know they work, and since they're chewable, they can work up to twice as fast. You can take them day or night on a full or empty stomach. BlueChew.com chewables are cheaper than the old school Viagra and Cialis. No more awkward doctor or pharmacy visits. BlueChew.com chewables are prescribed online by a doctor during a free online consult and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com, use the promo code 975 to get your first order free. Pay just $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 975. Chew it and do it.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
Hi guys, it's Trey for my friends at Medford Ford on Route 70 in Medford, New Jersey. As a proud Ford truck owner, I would recommend any opportunity for someone to get themselves in a new Ford. And right now at Medford Ford, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on America's best-selling truck, the F-150, or get $5,000 cash back on their full line of 2019 Ford SUVs. Make sure you go see my guy Ken, the sales manager at Medford Ford, or set up a test drive online at MedfordFord.com.
Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now where you can literally get great deals on certified pre-owned Hondas?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible, but there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2019 best value brand. Seriously.
Now's the time to get a great deal on a certified pre-owned Honda at your local Honda dealer.
Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to GEICO if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Fanatic Fan Fest is on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Ron Jaworski Golf, the Philadelphia Soul, memorabilia for charities, and Betty's Bounces. Visit them at bettysbounces.com. That's B-E-T-T-E-S, bounces.com for all of your party rentals.
I don't know how much money Marcus Morris would demand this year, but I'm just saying, as an unrestricted free agent and seeing Al Horford and Kyrie Irving most likely going, I if I'm him, I gotta look elsewhere. Why not look at coming home? Now that'd be, I wouldn't mind if part of that mid-level exception, part of that money went to him. I like a guy like that. I guess if you have Tobias, do you need a Marcus Morris? I don't know. I see where I maybe that's not the best way to spend the money, but and another thing I just want to say, so my dear friend Marissa, who producer for Preston and Steve in the mornings, she was out and the entire Sixers coaching staff was eating dinner, and anyhow they had a nice exchange, but I like that they're together as a team, meaning the coaching staff, a couple days before the draft. And then I see where Woj says that the Sixers are intent on running it back. I mean, I think this is all things that we know. I also, that could be a good sign when you'd see, like, just casually, I said to, they shared their cannolis with the table because they were next to each other. That seems to me like that's a good vibe. That's not a worrisome group. That's a good vibe, in my opinion. So we'll see. We shall see. But when you just, the reason I brought up the Marcus Morris is because when you see how drastically different something can look from year to year by people leaving, I can see why people get nervous, because that didn't look like that was going to happen throughout this year. And Kyrie at the beginning of the year had said he was staying, coming back. And Al Horford seemed to be like such a focal point. Now they ask him to take a pay cut. And the whole look of it is changing. We go to Phil in Bristol. Phil, thanks for calling 97.5.
How you doing, D?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
All right. Yeah, I just was listening to Mike's show earlier. He had a real good show. And, you know, he had like, you know, he was talking about, you know, what the Sixers could possibly do. And, you know, he had the, with the salary cap situation, he had the Tobias and Jimmy both signing max contracts, and he had it totaling around $65 million right there. Right. And it was, and with the other guys that they had, Embiid and whatever, who they have to pay, there were like four guys, plus $1 million for Jonathan Simmons, even though he might not be on the team. It came out to be close to that luxury tax, and they could possibly fit Redick in and whatever. And then I heard the news that Harrison Barnes now is going to be a free agent. He opted out of his contract.
Correct.
And so I was thinking, it all depends on Jimmy, but if he would take that max, I myself, for less money, because you wouldn't have to max him with the same amount of money.
Meaning Harrison
Tobias
Barnes?
Would max out.
Yeah.
And I would rather have him than Tobias in that situation. He's 27. He turned 27 in May. So he's not old to say, you know, he's played for a while, so he's experienced like Tobias.
Sure.
And I wanted to know how you felt about that. But before you did, I just wanted to say that by doing that, then we might be able to add a Terrence Ross and maybe even keep Redick as well and pay him, because we'd have that extra money. So, but it all depends on Jimmy, because if Jimmy says, and hopefully he would tell them, soon enough. But if he says, I'm not coming back, I'm going to go to Houston or I'm going to go to the Lakers, I just want to let you know, then maybe we do Tobias, and then we try to bring a Barnes on anyway, but without Jimmy. So what do you think? Jay, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, all right. Well, first of all, with the Jimmy, you're going to know very quickly. I think we know the guys who are going to talk to other people, and I think early enough on, you're going to know one way or the other.
With Jimmy.
Yeah, with Jimmy. In terms of the Harrison Barnes, instead of Tobias, and I agree with you that he will get a lesser number, and it's going to be based on the fact of his numbers were slightly down. I mean, he averaged 14 points with Sacramento this year. Now, his best years in Dallas, which is where he went after Golden State, he was up and above 19 points. So it's slightly down. He still shot 40% from three, and last year in Dallas, he shot 39. So that's been pretty comparable.
Right. But figure the teams that he was on, too. I mean, playing with Embiid and Simmons.
Right,
and
because that's what made him so attractive to people when he left Golden State, because he was playing with higher-level talent.
Right.
I guess the only thing is you can make that phone call, but I think you do need to decide. The one thing with Tobias is that you can wait and actually sign that contract after the fact so you can go over the salary cap. Do you see what I'm saying? So there is a difference there. And if I want to do my other work, I have that luxury when I'm bringing my own guys back.
Well, the only thing about going over the luxury tax, you can do it from what it was explained today. Like, say they could do it for Redick, right, but they wouldn't be able to do it for, like, a Terrence Ross.
Correct. That's why I just said, if you bring Tobias instead of a Harrison Barnes, now I have more flexibility with building my bench because I can wait to sign he and Butler to the end. And I can sign those other, so use the money first on those other guys and then let Jimmy and Tobias put you over the cap.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sign them first, and then let those guys put you over the cap.
Right, but when you have Butler and Tobias in that situation, you have two guys that are allowing you to do that. If you go for Barnes instead of Tobias, even though you think you're going to pay him less, it's not going to be a ton less. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Well, it's going to be pretty good less, but they were talking about Tobias getting the same as Jimmy, $190 million.
Well, we'll see, but yeah.
For 5 years.
If they give him the
Barnes could only get 4 years, so he basically, maybe you could get him for $100 million for 4 years, and he was going to make, what, 25 or 30 this year, and he turned that down.
Right. My point is you're giving away flexibility, and I don't think the difference between the two players is significant enough to give away the flexibility. And with Barnes, you're not guaranteed, and if you start playing that game, you could lose. Not only not get Barnes, you could lose Harris.
Well, the thing is, you're not going to lose Harris if you offered him a 5-year max. And I just don't know if they want to do it. If they want to spend that much money, because then, other teams are going to, ask him also if they're going to want to sign him. But, just basketball. So you would want Jimmy back, correct, for the max?
I'm on record. I would like them both back.
You would like Tobias as well?
Yes.
Okay. What about if you could get Barnes instead of Tobias? Would you be satisfied with that? If you could then bring in Ross and bring in a couple really, guys like that could really help us out.
I appreciate your phone call, Phil, but I just told you why I like the Tobias, because it allows you more flexibility to fill out your bench. I like Ross, and I know I've looked at that. You're going to have to spend your money wisely, and I don't know if it's a Terrence Ross. You have a mid-level exception, and you have another million or just under a million that is available to you. You can go over the cap with retaining your own guys, and as long as you have their bird rights. And so those are the things. I'm not Harrison Barnes, I think, on a good team is a very good player. I think he was a good player when he had to be the main guy. Not the main guy, but you know what I mean, where his level of was increased. You know, his minutes in Golden State, where he was 30, and then that jumped to, you know, 36 in Dallas, and the next year, 34. So he was playing more minutes, and, you know, he's not surrounded by the same level of talent. I just don't think the difference between a Tobias and a Harrison Barnes is drastic. I don't. I think there are a lot of similarities. I mean, I could go through. I know I just gave you the three-point shooting numbers. Percentage-wise, it's very comparable. They're aged. One is 26, the other's 27. Tobias is your guy, and you can keep him. You were put in this situation because you didn't want to get where you're bidding against other people, and there's always more teams wanting these guys than guys that are available. The Sixers have the opportunity to retain two of their own. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or a loved one suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse, but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498. 8498.
Warm weather is here, and that means one thing, yard season. Lucky for you, Hullett's True Value has everything you need to bring your yard up to snuff. Big plants, small plants, perennials, annuals, Hullett's has it. Planters, mulch, topsoil, sand, Hullett's has it. Need delivery? Hullett's has it. Pavers, pottery, pesticide, Hullett's has it. Gas grills, charcoal grills, smokers, Hullett's has it. Path lights, fire pits, patio furniture, Hullett's has it. Yard games, garden art, equipment rentals, Hullett's has it. Hand tools, power tools, garden tools, yep, Hullett's has it. Need an expert to talk you through your project? Need one of those moon bouncy thingies? Need to find everything on your list for a great price, all under one roof? Guess what? Hullett's has it. In fact, there's just one thing that Hullett's doesn't have. Enough time left in this commercial to tell you about everything else they have. So head into Hullett's True Value today on Ridge Pike and Lafayette Hill. Your destination for everything outdoors. If you need it, Hullett's has it.
Here is today's rubber report.
The Phils need another good performance by Jake Arrieta, who takes the rubber tonight against the Nationals. He earned the win in his last start, but the Phils are coming off a game where they allowed 15 runs to the Braves. Arrieta will face lefty Patrick Corbin, who the Phils showed a lot of interest in during this offseason. In his last three starts, Corbin has only pitched 12 and two-thirds innings, where he has an ERA over 11.
That is Who is on the Rubber today. Brought to you by CJ's Tire and Automotive. Better, faster, more affordable.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on CreditRepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charges, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-352-3953. That's 800-352-3953. 800-352-3953.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Join Anthony Gargano this Thursday night from 6 to 7 as he broadcasts live from the sports book at the Philly Turf Club on Packer Avenue in South Philly. Bet with the best at the sports book at the Philly Turf Club near the stadiums. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Philadelphia, the greatest sports city in the world. You're listening to the home of the Sixers, Flyers, and the best sports talk radio on the planet. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
So I'm looking at Twitter and seeing how a number of people say Al Horford, who is leaving the Celtics, must have a good idea of where he's going to go. Could it be the Clippers, Nets, Lakers, this says? I don't... And Rockets. I don't know how the Lakers or the... Well, the Lakers, if he wants to take less than max money, and actually, I guess he will be that. He's not going to be a max guy. But, and if he wants a winning situation, that's... Oof, can you imagine if he goes there too? But the Rockets, I know, don't have cap space. But I'm thinking back to our last caller who was talking about Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes is going to get paid. Either New York's going to pay him, Boston may pay him now. I mean, they're going to need, they need help. Now, Boston's going to need a point guard. Now, actually, they'll just go down, yeah. Who is that backup, right? That's Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart, though, he has been their bench guy.
Could Tobias Harris be an option for Boston now?
Could, but they can only pay him 4 years. And this situation is so much further along.
Yeah, no, I know. He could go there and be the man.
I'm just saying, a guy like a Harrison Barnes, because he's done this. Harrison Barnes had left a winner to go and get paid. So if he plays the rest of his NBA days out playing on teams that are struggling, you know, so be it. That's what he chose to do. He went for, you know, either a bigger role or a bigger payday when he left Golden State. And so now he's gone Golden State, Dallas. I think he was somewhere before he ended up with Sacramento this year. I think he had got traded twice. I know I have it. But anyhow, my point being, he's going to get paid because... No, it was just Dallas and Sacramento. Because these teams, they if KD and Clay stay in Golden State, now it's just this ripple effect of not enough guys to go. Al Horford's going somewhere. Kyrie's going somewhere. There is definitely a ripple effect, which is why I keep saying, be the stable ones. Just run it back. Make sure you lock down Jimmy and Tobias, and now just focus on how do you use the money that is still available for you with the mid-level. And I don't know what that other one is called. The exception, it's one of the exceptions. but and figure out how you're going to spend it. And really, I'm hoping beyond all hope that they have a very good idea. Elton having good relationships with the agents of Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, that he has a good idea of what is going to take place when free agency opens. And because he has a good idea, he knows what he's going to do on Thursday night, which will take place first in terms of the NBA draft. Speaking of the NBA draft, tomorrow night, Brian McLaughlin behind the glass, Joe Torti and I, and we'll involve you, we'll do a mock draft. We'll see how it plays out and see. We'll have to wait a long time to get all the way to the Sixers for 24. Yeah, we'll do rapid fire. We'll do rapid fire of 1-3. And maybe we'll go all the way. I think we should at least go to 35 because that way we'll get three of their picks. We don't care about 42 and 54. But then we could go all the way to 35 because those are those two second rounders and see where they were. By the way, I just was looking at people do this. I don't like it when they do it just 1 year removed. But I like redoing a draft a couple years out. I usually say 3 to 5 and how you would pick knowing who they became. And I saw one where if you redid the draft of Markelle Fultz, he would be number 11. I was like, he's still in the lottery. But actually, I see why that he would still be in the lottery. But that's a pretty significant jump down or fall off, I should say. If you redid it, but it is fun to see people how they, when they redo a draft based on how guys, like last year's, they would have taken Luka number 1 overall, and they would have taken Ayton at 2 and Trae Young at 3. Not bad. So I would venture to say, if you redid the one when Embiid was picked, he would go number 1 overall, no doubt in my mind. Ben would still go number 1, right? Was he the same year? Yeah.
Yeah, he was Ben with Ingram. Was Ingram,
right, yeah, so he's still number 1. But Embiid would not be 3. Embiid would be number 1 for sure. No doubt in my mind, even with the injury, because you're sitting on a Hall of Famer if he stays healthy. All right, so tomorrow night we'll have a mock draft happening in the 9 o'clock crossover.
Still working out the kinks, but it'll be must hear, must listen radio.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great. And I'm going to go and look at some of the needs of teams so that when I'm doing rapid fire, I can fire it off. But I am thinking about how the landscape is changing in the division for sure. You know, we don't know who Toronto is going to be, but I did look at if Toronto loses Kawhi, obviously it's a major drop off for them as well. You know what will be interesting? If Kawhi leaves also, now you have Boston and Toronto trying to all of a sudden become players in this free agency period. And they were one of the top four in your division. I mean, if your eyes don't light up, if these scenarios stay the way they are, and I am in a gym and I'm learning how to shoot if I'm Ben Simmons and if I'm Joel, I'm coming in as fit as possible because all of a sudden that changes the East. Now, you know, the Knicks can land somebody. They have a long way to go. A long way to go. The Nets could be a problem if they get Kyrie and somebody else. And Milwaukee has so many decisions to make with trying to retain their guys. You know, it is true. The Sixers, provided they can keep their two guys, they went into this situation the most stable of the teams that were good this year in the Eastern Conference. And that's a credit to Elton Brand to realize he saw probably the organization did. The landscape last year did not work in their favor just playing free agency like everybody else. Everything got away. Well, now you have a chance to retain it. And you will look like the most stable in your unless Kawhi stays in Toronto. And then that looks pretty good, too. That looks really good. Anything that has Kawhi's face on it looks really good. Board man got paid. Well, it's been a pleasure. I thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts. Let's see. So just to remind people, the Phillies did not play second night in a row, that it's been postponed due to rain. They'll try to have a doubleheader tomorrow. And the Flyers have agreed to a seven-year, $7 million a year deal with Kevin Hayes. He is the 18th highest AAV for a center in the league. So that's what happened tonight. Brian, I thank you for your help, and I'll look forward to having some fun with the mock draft. And then we'll do the real draft on Thursday night from 7 to 12. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, and myself from the Sixers practice facility. So it'll be a fun couple of days. Until tomorrow night, I'll be back here, like I said, at 9 o'clock. Have a great one. We'll talk again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.